Zolak in Arcan.
Where'd everybody go?
Just across the border at the Atkinson Resort and Country Club for the Hoosier Caddy Classic on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hoosier Caddy Classic. I'm Christian Arcan alongside Scott Zolak. I'm in for Mark Bertrand today as we broadcast live from the tournament. I just saw the carts go out, so I feel like we'll be teeing off here very shortly. I thought it was 1:30. It looks like 1 o'clock they're
probably
going.
Moved it up.
Yeah.
Or maybe we got the time wrong.
Or maybe everybody got cut off
or maybe
the bar there.
Tournament.
They said just go out and play. Stop,
yeah.
Stop bothering us.
I'll tell you what.
Could have been that too.
You can see the haze. It looks hot.
Yeah. Thank definitely going
to
get some
nice to be in here.
Good mileage from the beer girl driving around, which is my favorite part of any golf outing. When that cart comes around and you know you're about to get a little refreshment.
That's yeah, the, but that's the refreshment. Who says you're like Sarge?
a little refreshment,
please.
I'm not just like
salute
Sarge.
Salute to you,
Sarge and I. Sarge and I get along. You know, one of my first on-air shows ever was with Sarge over at the other station.
Oh, really?
Yeah, him and I together. It was around Sarge. When was it? Was it like Christmas? When we were on together, do you remember this?
Say that one more time, Christian.
One of my first ever on air, it was you and me. You were hosting, and you brought me in, remember?
Yeah, Christmas Day, you were with Matt McCarthy.
No, I'm talking about at the other station.
Oh, yes, yeah, that was back, that was like February, right after the Patriots lost to Denver in the AFC Championship. Yeah, remember that? That was a Friday night, you and I.
That was one of my first on-air gigs. That was one of the first
times. That'd be a hell of a show right there.
It was a great show.
It did.
Yeah, we rocked it.
Lines.
Did huge numbers.
It actually did. The lines were, they were cooking.
Lines were rocking. That was a nice little trip down memory lane.
That's
there.
Right,
let's
buddy.
Get back to the, thank you, Sarge. Let's get back to the actual phone call. 617-779-0985 is the number. Let's try Miles in Natick. He has a thought on the home run derby. Hey, Miles.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, Miles?
I think it's really simple what you do. You do it 1-8, the defending champ from last year's home run derby, and you get the other 7 best home run hitters from this year. You go by the totals. I mean, they're not going to try to pull back hitting home runs to get out of the home run derby. And I know that there's a lot of divaism, but you know what? You make it mandatory. If you're the best home run hitter, you have to compete. Maybe you give them some incentives, and that way we're getting the best of the best.
Yeah, it never happened, though, Miles, unfortunately. The union's too strong. I mean, really.
It's a damn good union.
Baseball union, they don't make those guys do anything they don't have to do. The only thing that always has to happen is the checks always have to clear, and that's it. That's the only thing the union cares about.
At least the nice thing about the Pro Bowl is that if your team stunk, and believe me, I was on a lot of those teams where you're 2-14, those teams stunk. It was pretty cool if you got selected to go to the Pro Bowl because you're getting a free trip to Hawaii, first class ticket. You're going to go out there and you're going to get paid to play an extra week. It's almost like a playoff game.
And you know no one's
going to
tackle
you. You're never used to going to the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
But at least you get to go to Hawaii if you're in the Pro Bowl. But, moving it to the freaking city that is hosting the Super Bowl, that was dumb.
Yeah. I don't understand what the point of that was.
Keep the damn thing in Hawaii.
But I don't really understand what the point of any of that stuff is, to be honest with you.
Just give $1.5 million in sponsors. Give $50,000 for 8 contestants each to participate. First place gets $1 million. Second place gets an extra $100,000.
For the derby?
Yes, that's $1.5 million right there.
Sure.
$1 million to first place. You don't think they're going to play it for $1 million?
No.
Depends who it is.
Probably not.
Mike Trout probably wouldn't.
If you got $250 million, you know.
Mookie Betts might. You know, Mookie's only making 10 this year, right?
That's
arbitration.
The ones you're going to have control over, the young players that are really good, they're popped.
Yeah.
They get voted in. Yeah, you're right. It's going to be guys like Betts that will go after it.
Let's try Adam in Lowell. He has a thought on running backs. What's up, Adam?
Hey, guys. I'm just calling to talk about the running position. Ever since Todd Gurley got taken 10th overall, I believe, you look at the Rams, the Cowboys, and Jaguars all having trouble making the playoffs, some at the top of the draft every year. They all draft a stud high up, and all of a sudden they're in the playoffs. So I think some of these owners are going to look around the league and say, hey, listen, they're going to talk to their GMs like, let's make the playoffs, let's get our fans excited. And then on top of that, you could do it like the Rams did, which is good. They drafted Gurley, they got him settled, and then they got Goff the next year. So now they're rolling. I mean, that's why I think you're going to see a renaissance in running backs being taken really high because, people of young running backs. I mean, I honestly thought if Saquon Barkley fell, he would have been perfect in Tampa. Put him behind Jameis Winston, and that team would start rolling. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks for the call there. I don't know. I mean, is that a strategy now? Like, is this something you think that teams are actually doing? Like, okay, let's get that running back position squared away, and then we can build around that.
I think it's special. I mean, Barkley's a guy that looks like he's the whole package. He's pretty damn explosive. He's probably the next closest thing to Le'Veon Bell.
Okay.
You know, you look at guys out in Kansas City, they have some pop, they have some speed, but I just don't know if they're going to be able to do it for 16 games. You know, year in, year out.
Yeah.
Gurley is a big guy. I mean, you remember Steven Jackson when he was with the Rams?
Sure.
Back in the day. God, we had him here, unfortunately.
No, we sure did for that one game where the home field advantage didn't seem to matter.
Yeah, because we had to go out to Denver, and that's when you and Sarge did that infamous show post game.
Yeah, that's right. It was right around then. And it was infamous it set audience records, I believe. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. All right, I'm going to try this myself here. Going out on a limb. Lucas is in Barnstable with a thought on Manny Machado. Hello, Lucas. Oh, man. See, this is what happens when you let me touch the buttons. It just doesn't work out. We'll put Lucas back on hold.
So they're telling you to touch the buttons?
No, I was just suggested to give it a shot here. Let's try Pat and Weymouth on line four back in studio. There we go.
What's up,
Pat and Weymouth, what's up?
Hello?
Hey, Pat.
Hey, what's up, Hoss? I was calling about Le'Veon Bell. I'm thinking there's only a handful of running backs who can do what he can in the NFL. You know, Todd Gurley, David Johnson, so on and so forth, who can run and catch the ball out of the backfield and are obviously very important to their teams. Why wouldn't you pay them what they want if they're getting you to the playoffs and winning you games?
Well, it's a fair question. I mean, I think the same sort of thing came up with Wes Welker, with tight ends.
Yeah.
I mean, guys just say, hey, I'm important to this offense. I'm more important than this guy, this wide receiver making $15 million. Why am I getting paid?
What do you want to do with your cap? Where do you want to put the biggest part of the money? Most of the time, it's a quarterback. If you've got a good quarterback, you're paying that guy. It's unique that a team like Atlanta could pay Matt Ryan as much as they pay him. Still pay Julio Jones.
And
Devontae Freeman just made bank, didn't he?
Yeah.
He had a big contract he signed. It's very unusual that your quarterback makes a ton of money and your running back's also going to make that.
Yeah. You know, I mean, even if
you look at the Cowboys for years, it was Romo and Jason Witten took up like the whole damn salary cap.
They have a good running back, and it's young players, too. I think that's sort of what the other caller was talking about when he talked about Goff and Gurley. I mean, another one's, you know, Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott. There's a young running back and a young quarterback coming up together right now who could be something in the future. You don't really know yet, but yeah, you know, in terms of some of these younger teams and these younger quarterbacks, maybe that is a useful thing to have, but I still contend that, you know, if a young quarterback, what's the most important thing? Keep him upright. Second most important thing, people to throw to.
Yeah.
The running back is a distant third to me.
That's right. You had Dez Bryant, too. I mean, that's right. It was Romo, Witten, and Dez Bryant, and two of those guys are gone now.
Yeah.
All of them are. Tony. Yeah.
Let's try Lucas again. Lucas and Barnstable. What's up? Lucas, you there? I didn't touch anything this time.
Yeah, not there.
No, not there. Okay. Sorry, Lucas. We tried. 617-779-0985. That is your phone number here. With camp coming up, we did sort of discuss this earlier. There's going to be, at the running back position here on this team, a position battle in the sense that, you know, you only have so many slots. But I look at these running backs, and they all seem to be different, like, in a lot of ways. Like, White is unique. He's a pass catcher, real speed guy. Michelle, not really sure yet. But, I mean, like, Gillislee, Burkhead, like, all these guys have pretty specific skill sets. And so you sort of wonder, what's going to win out? Like, what's going to be valued the most by Brady, by Josh McDaniels? Like, how are they going to decide which of these guys to keep around here and who to give snaps to?
That's the tough part. That's the tough part of managing everybody. And also, you got to worry about keeping Gronkowski healthy.
Right.
But you still need to get his work in. And also the reps at the quarterback. I mean, this guy's 41. How many arms do you have in camp? They have enough guys right now. I mean, it's really, you know, Hoyer the guy that's going to run most of these practices when you start gearing some of the things back.
Danny Etling?
I just wonder, too, how much people would be upset with Brady if this is his last year. Because I do think there's a chance this could be his last camp. So things, you know, you going down, you know, to see him, and I don't know anything. I'm just saying if they go and win the whole damn thing,
yeah,
I could see him walking away, meaning he's done. Would that piss you off because, you know,
sure,
the cupboard was left bare?
Of course
you promised us you were going to play until you're 44.
Yeah, And that's the whole reason. You know, Garoppolo's gone because of you, and you decided you didn't want that there anymore. And listen, if you're going to stick around and continue to quarterback this team deep into the playoffs, we can all live with that. And then you go on to the next guy and draft the next guy, who's obviously not the kid from LSU, Danny Etling, but, you know, somewhere down the line, you know, you go out there and you make that move. But, yeah, and listen, I don't think it's Brady's job to make sure that the guy behind them has a smooth transition into the NFL, so I don't even really blame him for that. The only way you can blame him is if he decides, all right, I'm done. You know, I did all this, and I promised that I'd be here, and I sort of blew up the future of this team, and it's not, you know, again, not his job to make sure that the team has a future beyond him. His job is to play when he's here. But if he stops playing while he's here, then what did you do? I mean, you sort of burned the whole place down, right? Like, that's what we're looking at.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate. Let's try. Should we try Lucas one more time? I feel like if three times with Lucas doesn't work, then we can never take a call from someone named Lucas ever again. Okay? Is that a good rule for this? Lucas is in Barnstable. Hello, Lucas.
Hey, guys. Am I on this?
Yes! Topic? Lucas!
Let's go! All right. So I was wondering about Manny Machado and where he might land after the trade deadline. Obviously, Boston want to play him at third, but he wants to be a shortstop. So you think that New York might be a shot for him?
Thank sure. You. Definitely. Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Lucas. Yep. Glad we got to that. I think, the Yankees, I think, have been trying to break the door down for him, is what it sounds
so
like.
You're going
to
trade for Manny Machado and ask him to play third because Xander Bogaerts is your shortstop.
Well, it depends.
Come on.
Rafael Devers, you know, I mean, if it's Devers who you're trading for, then you need him at third base, unless you want to move Bogaerts there. By the way, Bogaerts is not having some sort of soft year either. He's been very
good. Jim, what would you do if you traded Devers for Machado? Say they did it. Probably won't because of the control that you have over the young player for the amount of years. Who would play third?
Bogaerts?
Machado.
Yes. Bogaerts is with the team going forward. Machado's here for 2 months.
Okay.
That's it.
I'm kind of there, too. You know, unless you're guaranteeing
the
spot for
play
him,
short, I mean,
then you don't trade for him,
right?
Pretty much for a rental. I don't really see what the difference is either. You know, I'm going to be here for 2 months, but I have to play this one position. Like bleep you! Like what do you need to do that for? Just come here, hit the ball. You know, you can leave when you're done and go play shortstop wherever you want. But right now, we need you to play this position, and we traded for you, so just play it. I don't know. I mean, if he's that, and I could see him being that kind of guy, like the diva-ish.
Yeah.
Remember
totally.
Last year,
I think
the Pedroia thing.
That's in play with these guys.
You know, he was insufferable after that. I can't believe they threw at me. It's like, well, you spiked the guy,
yeah.
And the guy who you spiked didn't seem all that mad about it, which was also strange. Everything about that last year was weird. 617-779-0985 is your phone number. We're live here at Atkinson. It's Arcan and Zolak. Back after this.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub. 98.5 The Sports Hub has taken over the Atkinson Resort and Country Club. It's Zolak and Arcan.
Complete with tension and biting humor.
On Boston's Home for Sports.
All right, back here live from Atkinson. It's Arcan and Zolak. I'm in for Bertrand today. It looks like they're off and running here at the Who's Your Caddy Classic. Just saw some nice approach shots here. We're sitting right behind the 18th green. Enjoying the scenery and enjoying the food and sort of everything else here. We got about 40 minutes left in the program.
Yeah, nobody from our station was in that group, obviously.
No, yeah, definitely not.
All four balls like got within 10 feet.
Yeah, there were some actual nice shots there. Nothing went in the water. No one took their pants off. Like nobody that we know was in that one. We have a couple of topics to get to here before we sign off. The Manny Machado thing, caller just brought up how Jim Bowden tweeted this out.
They have a pool here?
A pool?
Yeah, you think they have a pool here?
That's a good question.
It's like a
they got a pond,
right? Yeah. Well, I mean, not the pond,
a swimming hole.
But I mean, there's actually hotel rooms upstairs. I saw.
Is that right?
Yeah, across the whole top. It's like little decks with two little chairs and a table out on each deck.
Yeah, there is a pool there.
Hotel rooms.
There is a pool.
There is a pool.
There is?
Yeah.
Thanks, Sarge.
Thanks, Sarge.
No problem. Yeah, I played in the tournament last year.
Most you've added to the show yet?
No, but, you know, it's you got to be on standby.
So what were you saying about Machado?
Oh, Jim Bowden, right. Jim Bowden tweeted out today that Machado will represent the Orioles in the All-Star game, but he's expected to be traded before the regular season resumes later in the week, according to sources involved in the trade discussions. Nesson goes on to say that several teams have been linked to Machado, including the Yankees, Red Sox, and Phillies. And then this is, I think, probably the kill shot here for any chance of him coming to the Red Sox, is that he said the Orioles sit at the bottom of the AL East with a 28-69, nice record, which also is the second worst mark in all of baseball. Baltimore needs to hit a home run with any Machado trade to accelerate their rebuild in a positive direction. That right there almost disqualifies the Red Sox.
You don't have anybody.
They don't. And I know
that you want to give up.
It's a rental, I know, and it's still that's going to limit their suitors no matter who it is, and that's kind of the problem that you run into when you want to trade a guy on the last year of his deal in season. But even still, there's going to be some type of bidding war for him. There's going to be multiple offers, and the Orioles are going to be able to pick and choose which offer they like the best, and I just can't see the Red Sox offering them something better than what the Yankees, the Phillies, any other team in baseball, basically. The Red Sox farm system's at the bottom.
Where do you think he's going?
Probably the Yankees.
Of course.
I mean, probably.
He's going to end up a Yankee.
Or somewhere in the National League. I don't see it working out any other way. I don't see him coming here. And that's sort of the problem, too, is that, you know, we like this Red Sox team, right? We all sort of enjoy what they're doing. They've won a lot of games. But this is your team, you know? Like, there's probably not some big move coming down the bend here. The Yankees will get better. The Astros will probably get better. Like, all these other teams in the American League are going to, and they have the capital to make another big move. So while you think, yeah, we're in good shape with them, we're in good shape with Houston and the Yankees, and I know that the Yankees just kicked your ass in that last series, but, like, you know, we're hanging tough with them. We're staying there. This is your team. This is it. These guys right here. Are they good enough right now? Because these other teams are all going to improve. And I think that's probably going to happen here in the next 4 or 5 days. Like, you're going to see some of these guys and some of these teams swing these big trades. And I know the Yankees last year had some problems with this. They got Frazier and Sonny Gray and these guys, and they sucked. And it didn't really help them out at all. But they still had a nice, deep playoff run. They went farther than you did, even with some bad acquisitions at the deadline.
They built it back up after they hit that. You know, they sort of hit bottom there for a while. But you look at Severino and, you know, you mentioned Sonny Gray, right? I mean, how many times has he pitched against the Red Sox in the last, 2 years?
Two or three times?
They didn't go well.
Yeah.
They didn't go well. I mean, the matchups, I think, do favor Boston. It's just, man, their lineup is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And they've got more stocked in their youth and their farm systems than you do right now.
Everyone does.
And that's a big advantage that they have over you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why they're a suitor for Machado.
617-779-0985. Your phone number. Nick is in Shrewsbury. He has a thought on Le'Veon Bell. Hello, Nick. Oh, I did it again. I pressed the button that time. I don't know why.
Pot him up, Tom.
Sorry about that, everybody back in Dorchester. I clicked the button. That was my bad. I thought that we were back on that. I forgot that we weren't.
Nick, hang tight. Put
Nick,
you on hold.
Hang on a second. We'll get back to you. I promise. That was user error here. I thought we had crossed that bridge.
Fourth hour. Wheels are coming.
Bridge
off.
Is not quite there yet.
I love how we're the experimental show.
I know, working it out.
Why can't this be Felger and Math?
Johnston and Flynn. Johnston and Flynn were the real guinea pigs over the weekend. Like Saturday and Sunday. Like they had the last show in Brighton and the first show in Dorchester. I think it went fine from
anybody
what I heard.
Get shocked? Put in their headphone jack or anything?
Yeah. No.
I got shocked in the studio this year.
In Brighton?
Yeah.
How?
I got a jolt. I grabbed the mic. It was a glitch in the mic where it was attached to the microphone. I grabbed the thing. I got a little quick zap.
Damn.
Yeah.
Interesting. You made it through the show, though, right?
I did.
Play with pain.
I was thinking of going to HR.
All right. We'll get to Nick and Shrewsbury in just a second here. 617-779-0985, the phone number. He wanted to talk about Le'Veon Bell. And I think sort of the new age NFL running back situation that we've been batting back and forth here for a little bit. I mean, Le'Veon Bell, to me, I like him. I think he's a great player, but are we to the point where we can call him overrated a little bit yet? I mean, is this like, does he deserve this much money and this much attention and this much everything else? What is he really though? I mean, is he a guy that makes you a Super Bowl champion? Is he someone who's going to push you over the top there, or is he a nice player who gives you good stats and who doesn't really, you know, come up, doesn't really, you can't really trust to even show up and be ready to play in a playoff?
Or trust
game?
That he hits the hole. I mean, he has such a unique style. It's that like stop. Has that drop foot style where he'll just extend, he'll drop the foot, and then boom, then go. So it's not like you even draw it up to where you could scheme block for him. He's just that good.
Yeah.
It's sort of an art. I mean, there's not many guys in the league can do what he does.
I agree with that.
But I mean, at that money, at that
But how
dog,
valuable is that?
To them, a lot. Because you're
that much
of quarterback, cap? Too.
No, it seems like an excessive amount for even a great running back. Even
maybe I don't care
the
how much they pay him. Give me that defense, spread them out, and just pick them apart.
All right, let's try Nick and Shrewsbury one more time. I will not touch a button this time. Nick and Shrewsbury, you there?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's
hey,
up, man?
Nick? What's happening?
Not much. So I got the update today saying how Le'Veon might sit out half the season, which is bad news for me because he's one of my running backs. And honestly, I think that's a bit ridiculous. He's one of the best running backs in the league, and I wanted to know your thoughts and where you think he's going to end up and what's going to go down with this.
I think he's going to be in Pittsburgh, and they're going to find a way to get it done. I do.
You don't think he's going to end up sitting out at all?
I don't think they can afford. What do you want to do? You want to go on a road to New England again? You want to go on the road to Jacksonville? I mean, what's home field for Pittsburgh? Jacksonville came in here and smacked them in the mouth.
He definitely belongs in Pittsburgh, and I think that's his team. But I think they're just being too stubborn.
Well, I mean, there comes a price at times. I mean, you gotta pick a drop dead price, right? I mean, how much do you really want to commit to a running back? You're paying Ben what you're paying him. Antonio Brown, I'd rather pay Antonio Brown than Le'Veon Bell. If you had a gun to my head, make me choose between one of those two guys. You could have one and not the other. I'm taking Antonio Brown.
I would take Brown, too. And right. I like Bell. I think Bell's dynamic and all those things. But, yeah, I mean, there's replacement-level running backs that you can win championships with.
Right.
We've seen it over the last however many years. I mean, it's just, you know, it's not like this is a new phenomenon. And Le'Veon Bell, as good as he is, I mean, what's he won yet? What's he won that team? Has he been there? Has he been an important part of a Super Bowl run? No, I mean, he just hasn't. Let's go to Jason in New York. Hello, Jason.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
You just said something so intelligent, and I'm not a spoiled Yankee fan. I'm an intelligent one. And okay. I figured I would cross, you know, let me listen to your app, see what they're saying up there in Boston. You know what? You got it right. This is the year to win because you guys aren't deep in the farm system. We are going to improve. But we can't be spoiled like my friends are. I say, listen, these guys are 30-something games ahead of 500, plus 4.5 in front of us. This is their year, you know? Like, so if we come down to a one-game playoff, I can't be that mad because you guys did an unbelievable job this whole season, you know?
Yeah, are you talking about Yankees here or the Red Sox?
From your perspective, what couldn't you be?
My perspective is this is your – right now you guys are –
Oh, yeah.
Fans. You're built to do it this year. You know what
Red
I mean?
Sox
I mean,
or the Yankees?
It's going to be a one-game playoff.
He's talking Red Sox.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a intelligent Yankee fan.
Okay, good. Because I agree with you, Annette, that your team is more geared for the future, even though you have Sabathia.
Right.
But long-term, you're more of a long-term. Stan's not going anywhere. Judge isn't going anywhere.
Nope. Nobody's going anywhere. We don't need to get away from the fall. This year, we're going to win real soon.
All right, Jason.
The time is now. Here, I mean, what's Chris Sale? What do you have control on Chris Sale for? One more year?
One more year, yeah. And
okay, Price.
Yeah, Price. That's. I mean, he's
what
probably
do you do
not
with
opting out.
Kimbrel's up.
Kimbrel will be up soon. You got the young players who will
you're
be.
You're going to have to pay Bogart. I mean, you're going to have to pay Betts at some point.
Betts is arbitration for the next 2 years. But yeah, Bogart's Benintendi. I mean, sure. There's a lot of decisions that they're going to have to make. And the Red Sox aren't an old
Martinez
team.
Martinez could up. He could bounce in a year.
JD Martinez
has another great year. He's going to get paid.
Sure. I mean, he's getting paid a lot of money right now, but that's entirely
not
possible.
Not to him. Not according to him.
Considering what this market's have been like, the only guy who I'm pretty sure isn't going to opt out is David Price, because there's no way he's going to make what he's making now in the open market, even if he was pitching really well. I mean, Jake Arrieta this past offseason signed for a fraction of what Price got, which may go more to show what Dombrowski valued with Price.
Isn't that
in that
the saddest
offseason.
Part of it all, though?
That he's never leaving.
The one thing you could say is, hey, you know, here we are as the Yankees, is we're building this and we're going to be together for a while. The Red Sox could make the statement that we're going to have David Price the longest.
Yeah.
Like,
he'll be here forever.
It's like the last thing you want.
I know. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. Phone lines open. We got the headlines from Sarge, and then we're right back to your calls here live from Atkinson. It's the 2018 Who's Your Caddy Classic on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're going to be talking to Billy Jaffe about that.
No!
Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox go into the All-Star break. 4.5 game lead over the Yankees for the top spot in the AL East standings. Overall best record in the majors for Alex Cora's club. 38 games above 500.
They understand that the last 2 years, they didn't finish it. They didn't finish it. But like I've been telling you guys, and I do remind them. I tell them, hey, man, you guys, you know, this group was, what, 3 outs away or 5 outs away from pushing the world champs to game 5, probably David Price on the mound. And for how people think that series was like, they were in that big of a hole, I don't feel that way. And it's not because I'm managing here now.
And the Red Sox back to work Friday night in Detroit. The Major League Baseball Home Run Derby is tonight from Washington and the All-Star Game tomorrow night. ESPN reporting the Red Sox, Atlanta Braves, and the Yankees. Three teams interested in dealing for Kansas City third baseman Mike Moustakas before the trade deadline in a couple of weeks. NFL franchise tag deadline coming up at 4 o'clock. Pittsburgh and running back Le'Veon Bell. He'll make $14.5 million if he plays under the tag. And the NFL Network reporting that both sides not close to an agreement as of yet. Dallas Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence will play under the tag. That, according to NFL Network as well. And Adam Schefter reporting that the New York Jets set to release linebacker Devin Smith. He is a former second-round pick back in 2015. Celtics have agreed to a two-way contract with guard Walt Lemon Jr. That, according to Yahoo Sports, he played in just five games with the Pelicans last year. Headlines brought to you by Wendy's. Wendy's new 4 for $4 now has more choices than ever. I'm Mike Riley. I'm Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
So, at the Beatle 98.5 The Sports Hub. Zolak and Arcand are live at the Atkinson Resort and Country Club for the Who's Your Caddy Classic on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, back here live from Atkinson Resort and Country Club. It's the 2018 Who's Your Caddy Classic. I'm Christian Arcan in for Beatle Zolak here as well. All the proceeds for this benefiting the PACT, Pediatric Advanced Care Team, at Children's Hospital Boston. And a special thanks, of course, to McGovern Jeep, Chrysler Dodge Ram, and Callaway Golf. At the end of the program, we'll give thanks to all of our sponsors here. We got a lot of great sponsors and certainly some big-time players out here on the fairway. Really?
Why are the groups taking pictures with the street team?
I didn't see that. Because we're not there.
When they're done playing, they have the street team come over and they take a picture with the group.
I don't think that's the street team. I think they might be the Bruins girls, maybe? Ice girls, maybe?
Oh.
I think maybe, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, street team, they're wearing red shirts. Those girls are wearing black shirts.
Oh.
I think.
They look like street teamers.
Hmm.
Not that street teamers look a certain way.
Yeah, what does a street teamer look like, Zeph?
Just shorts and a t-shirt.
Right.
Oh, Jim's going to check it out now. He's very interested.
Jim's on the case.
And we also need to touch on something else. We gave Sarge credit earlier.
Sure. There is it's a hotel. It's an indoor pool.
Well, we were told no pool.
No okay.
Pool.
Jim, I thought it was an indoor pool.
I guess not.
No pool here, right?
Yeah. 16 rooms, no pool.
Okay. 16 rooms, no pool.
Enjoy the day. Thank you.
Hotel. I added something to the show. I said, hey, this is also a hotel.
Why aren't you playing Zoe?
Sarge, I'd be up here another 6 hours.
I'd be good for you.
Minimum. No, thank you.
All right.
Sorry, Sarge.
They want me to play in it.
Keep trying.
A little distracting for the other people.
Yeah, I could see how that would be. 617-779-0985 is your phone number here. We got about 20 minutes left in the program.
Lothar, you were in studio. Sorry, Christian, but I mean, you were in studio the other day when I kept calling in. We had live call-ins to try and kill Wallach.
Oh.
Cattles and Keefe. That was the Cattles and Keefe show, yes.
Yeah, and then he stopped taking my calls.
Yeah.
I thought Cattles replaced Keefe. Oh, this is way back.
He tried
to replace.
This
was like 2011.
Yeah. Okay. I got you. And you were calling, it was here?
No. Oh, no. Shining Rock, I think.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, let's get back to the phone calls here and get through those as we get through the final segments of the program here. David is in Beverly. Hello, David. David.
Hey, Dave.
No, David.
Yeah.
Did you do it again?
Did I do it again? I don't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, you hit it again, didn't you?
I moved it over, but I don't think
yeah,
I...
Yeah, you definitely did it again.
Are we at like 23% for getting things right here today?
I didn't actually click it that time. I just moved it over. I was moving around to actually get to my Twitter. But David, you there? No, David.
Felger's going to lose his mind.
We lost David.
It's going to be great. It's going to be glorious.
Well, they might not have these same sort of problems in studio, but who knows?
Never
anyway,
know.
He wanted to talk about Jabari Bird, so I guess maybe it's okay. I don't have too many good Jabari Bird hot takes lined up on deck, so
yeah,
I don't
nor
know
do
if
I.
You do.
No.
So there you go. I haven't really been watching too much of the Summer League. I don't care that much about it.
I watched the kid take a seat the other night. What, he lose his wallet?
Oh, yes.
Williams?
Bob Williams. Don't call me Bob Williams.
Didn't even dress him out.
It's been. I can't, like.
Has there been a worse start for any athlete in the city?
Yes, one, but it's not funny.
No, I'm talking about a first rounder.
I know.
Which
There's one.
Who?
Len Bias.
Oh, God.
It's not funny. I was just saying,
talking about getting here and screwing it up.
There's one. I mean, that's probably the worst of all time. But other than that.
Yes, I saw him play summer league ball down in Maryland.
Lenny Bias?
Yeah, before the draft. I mean, Unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal.
But aside from him, yeah, I got to say, I'm almost exhausted by
Fab Mello. Fab Mello's pretty close.
Fab Mello, but did he have, like, these kind of problems
over and
over again?
He's a first rounder, right?
Was Mello, he was the second pick.
Walked into a door.
Yeah, he got a concussion hitting the door jam.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty bad. But this has been, I mean, from the first pick, the first day, basically. Missing the conference call, missing the flight, missing another flight, forgetting his wallet all over creation, and then he goes and plays in one game, gets hurt after 6 minutes, and we find out he has a condition in both legs. Like, that's like a trifecta right there. That's everything. Nothing has gone right for this guy. No. He hit one jump shot with a hand in his face in the 6 minutes in that summer league game, and that was the best thing that's happened so far. Let's try David and Beverly again. Hi, David.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
David, what's up?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, big-time fan, you guys. I just wanted to call and see what you guys think for minutes for Jabari Bird and, what was it, Walt Lemon Jr.?
Were you listening at all when you were on hold?
What was it?
No, I have no take on Bird.
Minutes
I
for Jabari really, Bird?
I haven't really watched much at all.
Yeah, I was just seeing if you guys think those guys were going to get any playing time, Jabari Bird and Walt Lemon Jr., or are they just going to hang up in Maine for the rest of the season?
Bird might get a call up here and there. This guy Lemon, I have no idea. If Bird plays, it's because something very bad happened. It's because Tatum, Brown, Hayward, all those guys all broke their leg or something awful like that. If Jabari Bird's getting minutes on the team this year, it means they're either like 81-1,
yeah,
and they're just so nasty that they can put in whoever they want, or something like the bus crashed or something like that. And it, God forbid, but like, yeah, if you're counting on Jabari Bird, nice little summer league player, athletic, got some fun dunks. It's fun to have a guy named Bird on the Celtics, I guess. But I'm not really counting on him to get any minutes.
Is it really?
Not really, no. For some people, it is.
But the big question is going to be, what are you going to do with Williams? And then how about his hand-picked coach that with the Butler background and his little babysitter? Is he going to have to stay with him, or is he going to get elevated to the team, the big team?
That's a good question. Let's try Rusty in Quincy. Hi, Rusty.
What's going on, fellas? I wanted to talk a little bit about the All-Star game. Mm-hmm. It used to be great. I remember when I was a kid, man, I used to love the All-Star game. Rusty smashing home runs.
Yeah.
I don't know. No million-dollar incentive is going to work either. These guys are making more money than any other sport. And like I said, the union will make them do nothing. They don't have to. It's just like the dunk contest in the NBA. It used to be great, too. You know? I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah,
don't
but know. Why was it great? You had names in it, right? I mean, it's the lack of names, lack of star power.
Michael Jordan appears in the dunk contest like 3 years in a row.
Guys cared about the game. I feel like there was more camaraderie back then. Like, the Red Sox, cowboy up. They're winning this year, but there's nothing like that cowboy up camaraderie. You guys are just making fun of David Price every chance you get. And no matter how much they win, that's the difference between this team and the cowboy up championship team. There's no camaraderie and personalities and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's part of it, Rusty. Thanks for the call. I think it's also a lack of urgency. You know, it's not the urgency that existed back in 03, 04 when you were dying for a championship, when you had an 86-year drought and you're just sitting there going, come on, please. It's been so long and this fan base has been so loyal and can you please just win one? And now it's just that doesn't exist anymore. I mean, there used to be a culture war between like hardcore Red Sox fans and like the Pink Hats. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like, where did that go? You don't even hear about that anymore.
What was your take on a standing O for David Price?
I thought it was lame. I mean, it was cheesy. Like, what are you doing? Like, you trying to make him feel better about himself? That's not what we do here. Like, that's never been the case. If a guy sucks, he sucks. If he gives you a polite clap, hey, nice job, David. Good job. Way to go. That wasn't terrible. Fine. A standing ovation? What? Hey, come on. I'd be less surprised if people were cheering because Cora was taking him out. Like, oh, thank God, he's taking him out. He just gave up another home run, which is what happened. He gave up a solo shot to Kendrys Morales right before they yanked him, but that's not what it was. They were cheering him like
that. All runs are giving up on home runs.
Yeah. Should we take one more call here? Let's take one more call. Peter is in Somerville. Hi, Peter.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
What's up? Hi, Peter.
I'm basically worried about seeing an exact repeat of last year combined with maybe the 2001 Seattle Mariners, where we just do really well, everyone shows out, and then we just don't have the power in the playoffs, and then we lose all our good pieces, and we're done. And I blame management for that. I don't blame people giving standing O's to David Price. So what do you guys think of that?
Yeah, I brought up the 01 Mariners earlier because, I mean, listen, the Red Sox are on pace to have that kind of win total. That team won 116 games in the regular season. It was Ichiro's rookie year. Freddie Garcia and Brett Boone and, you know, all these guys, they were a rock-solid team in the regular season. I don't think they lost a series the whole season. And then they win one playoff round, and then they get their asses handed to them by the Yankees in the ALCS. And then the Yankees went on to lose in the World Series to Arizona. So, I mean, you know, you can have a great regular season. The Red Sox had two pretty good regular seasons, the last two ones. This is on pace to be a great one, but it really doesn't matter.
Of all of them, I mean, there's no stamped winner. There really isn't. Mm. There's no stamped winner with anybody on that team. So you sit there and you go down it because you can't rely on Pedroia. Pedroia's not even playing. Hey, Pedroia's won before.
Yeah.
It's one thing to be a good or great regular season team, but then you have clunkers in the playoffs. Remember the Jacksonville? I keep talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars when Byron Leftwich was there, and they were 12-4, 13-3. And you would go out of your way and have Matt Cassel throw the ball up in the stands on a two-point conversion because you want Jacksonville.
Right.
Like, what's that do for you?
Yeah.
What's it do for you to win in the regular season? Nothing.
Doesn't do anything.
It's about winning in the postseason.
All right.
Until they do it, people are going to feel this way about them.
617-779-0985 is your phone number here. We'll come back and wrap things up next live from Atkinson Resort and Country Club, the 2018 Hoosier Caddy Classic, live on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe and the Beatle. Zoe and the Beatle. 98.5 The Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
For the Awaken 180 Weight Loss Takeaway of the Day, take away your excess weight for life, official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. You can actually walk the course here at Atkinson Country Club and Resort and lose a ton of weight, too, because it's hot.
Definitely today. Yep. Sweat it all out, no question about that.
Got to get some of our sponsors there?
Yes. In fact, I have them all. I want to give special thanks, of course, to McGovern Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Callaway Golf. All the proceeds from the Hoosier Caddy Classic going to PACT, that's Pediatric Advanced Care Team at Children's Hospital Boston. And, of course, we would like to thank all of our great sponsors, including Foxwoods Resort Casino, Seasons 52, Town Fair Tire, Cardi's Furniture, Splitsville Luxury Lanes, Core Golf, Rail Stop Pub, love that place, Chasers Poker Room and Casino, right down the street here in Salem, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, Apex Entertainment Center, and of course, the company that keeps us all going every day, Dunkin' Donuts. Those are our sponsors, and we thank each and every one of them for making this happen and for allowing us to come here and put on this tournament, and for all the proceeds going to such a great cause. It's really pretty cool.
It is. It's near and dear to Maz's heart. Mm. For anybody who knows Maz and the family and what they've been through, raise some good money for a great cause. For any of us that have kids and have had sick kids, you know what it does to parents.
Sure.
So thanks for the people supporting this coming out, and it fills up every year. It sells out within 5 minutes.
Yeah, and not just that, but like players are playing in this, like actual golfer. Like I'm seeing,
Somebody
had a 60-foot putt just like a minute ago.
Yeah, lefty.
A 60-footer.
Lefty did a bunch of high fives on the course there.
Oh, yeah.
They were in the woods. It wasn't like the other club. The other group came in, and they all hit it to within like 10 feet of the pin. This group was all over the place, the whole hole.
Yeah.
Guy nailed the long putt.
From them, I just stick Dan Alpern on the 18th tee and let him high-five people as they walk by. He could be the honorary high-fiver.
Nice. Well, then what are the Bruins girls going to do?
Jim, is that what? Were those Bruins girls?
Oh, they have Bruins shirts on, so I'm guessing yes.
Yeah. Okay. It's the Ice girls. I would imagine that's what they're doing. All right. Takeaways, are we doing this?
We don't have anything.
We don't have any audio takeaways.
No.
We have verbal takeaways, I suppose.
So, boy, I can't wait for tomorrow. My first day in the new building in Dorchester.
Yeah. What are you going to eat?
I'm going to have champagne first because there's a toast. Jim said at 10 o'clock.
Okay. Did you get your parking pass?
Yeah, they're like christening the studio. What do they call that?
I'm a little worried about the parking pass.
What do they do with the boats there?
They christen the boat.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to smash it. But yeah.
I'll throw it against the wall.
Smash it off a microphone.
Yeah.
See what happens.
I'm interested to see what this kitchen layout is and what the honor system means. I'm honorary eater.
Of course. I'm excited. I'm excited, too. My first ever job in radio was in that building when I was in high school. I was on the street team for WBOS.
Really?
So I actually have more history there than I had back at Leo Birmingham
Parkway. What kind of music they play?
BOS back then was like adult contemporary. Now it's Alt 92.9. They play sort of what like AAF used to play. But back then it was like Tom Petty and, you know.
Free Fallin'.
Yeah, adult contemporary type of music. And that was my first ever thing in radio. That was in high school. So you could tell my life was on the track that it wanted to be on Pac-10 for sure.
So the 2 o'clock show, Felger and Mass, so it's going to be Felger and Hook. It's going to be the first simulcast from
Oh,
there.
Wow.
So it's going to be interesting to see how it looks on TV. I'm sure everybody's
Best foot
excited.
Forward there. You got to put Hook out there.
Sure they have all the Comcast people there mm-hmm. setting up, ready to go to make sure it gets off and running. Jim, yeah. you were in there. It's the same type of cameras we've had? Or are they more permanent?
I don't think I saw a camera installed yesterday.
They are in. They're in place. And they're the same exact.
How should I believe you? You said there was a
I'll
port.
Take a picture. I'll tweet it out.
Next thing I know, there'll be no camera.
Oh, no. There's one, two. There's actually cameras behind you, too. So you get the back view as well.
Oh, good.
It's kind of
so
cool.
You can see people's bald spots.
Yeah, there you go. Ryan Johnston was very
nervous.
Do
you around the room when there's not a show on, like in the old place? Because they used to freak
yeah,
out.
Yeah, well,
bit.
Today, yeah, it was very.
Yeah, that'll get
you know.
A Yeti thrown at the wall.
Sure.
I think you'll you get Wiggy. You get to see Wiggy tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah, Wiggy was
reunited.
Here
I saw Wiggy the other night. I said my eyes. Got all out of the way. All right. Haven't seen him in a while.
Very good.
Jellyfish.
And we're not close to the Globe building anymore. That's gone. Back when I was there in high school, we used to go there and eat. I don't know. Where are we eating now? Is there food, like cafeteria
food
there. In the honor system?
Take what you want.
That sort of thing? Okay.
There's a supermarket next door, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's a Shaw's right behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Walking distance.
A little salad bar there.
There you go.
Yes.
Take it down to the waterfront there. Have a little picnic at UMass Boston. We got a whole thing
You put
going
your feet
there.
In the water there?
If you want. If you're
that's
brave.
Not really good,
If
right?
you want
that's
foot disease.
Yeah, if you want gangrene, sure, go ahead.
That's bad water, huh?
I don't know. It's the Boston Harbor.
That's Quincy. It's right across from Quincy.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it. But there you go. All right. That's just about all the time we have here today. I want to thank all the sponsors once again. Foxwoods, Season 52, Town Fair Tire, Cardi's Furniture, Splitsville, Core Golf, Rail Stop Pub, Chaser's Poker Room, Valvoline, Apex Entertainment Center, and Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Christian Arkin. Thanks for having us today. Zoe, good
all right,
working
buddy.
With you, buddy.
Good to see you, buddy.
Jim, great
see
job.
You down the road.
Talk to you tomorrow.